تلاقي حقت ومحسي و قد تتشت لك ما تلاحوي كوخ وأكما ناس حيو تشتل أكما تلا بوتس عيتم. Welcome everyone, it is Wednesday the 10th of February and we are continuing to study locative suffixes. If you take a look at the unit I've just shared with you, I list all 10 of the suffixes we're working on in the first bullet points. And now I'm giving you not only the basic continuous form, but also the complete form and the complete causative form of each suffix if it is used. There's one or two where I don't have all three of those forms because I'm not sure if they're all used. Let's go through these and then I'll give you a chance to ask some clarification questions. First are four suffixes that refer to being at certain important locations, indoors, outdoors, at the beach, and on the rocks. These suffixes are respectively ich, us, a. Oh, I see already there's a typo. Sorry. At the beach is supposed to be is. But I've accidentally copied the forms for outdoors, so I'll have to fix that after class today. The suffix for indoors is ich, for the Bardell. Outdoors, us. At the beach, is, with an S. And on the rocks, a. In addition, I've written their complete and complete causative forms. Some of them are unexpected, so the complete form of ich is pitch. For example, tickwish, tick pitch. And its complete causative form is pitup. The complete form of us is ich. The complete form of is sutnup. And you don't have that in writing yet, but I will fix that eventually. And the complete form of a is ook. I've also written some important examples of each suffix over on the right. The examples on the right are mainly with some of the common default roots, especially hitta or hinna, o, and hish. So these are some of the most important roots that get used with locative suffixes. So for example, words for indoors include hittich and machich. The word hich means to be at a place that is indoors. So it specifies that we're not only at a place, we're at an indoor place, and so on. Let's move on to the on suffixes. We're learning two suffixes that can be translated into English as on. They are as for on a platform and ash for on a screen. As on a platform ends with an S, as on a screen ends in a barred L. You might find it hard to hear the difference between those on this recording because I'm using my cheap laptop mic, and I found that S and barred L tend to sound very similar in low fidelity recordings. The basic word for on a platform is hithas, and it also has the complete form hithasik, and complete causative hithasip. And those same complete and complete causative forms will work with almost any word that takes those. So another common word you know with on a platform is tikwas. Tikwas, sitting on a platform, or chair, or table, or log. In addition to tikwas, we also have the forms tikwasik, which means to sit down on a platform, and tikwasip, to sit someone down on a platform. The complete causative of ath is asa yup or asa up. We heard an example of this just now when we were talking about what Charlotte's going to put on her drum. So when we're talking about what is on the drum, we wanted the continuous form quit us. But if we're talking about putting it actively on the drum, then we want quit asa yup. That's to make it go on the drum. Quit asa yup. Last are four suffixes that can be translated with in. And these are probably the most difficult to remember and use properly out of the 10 we're working on today. The generic suffix for in is akt. We use that for in a human body. It's often used in feeling words, and it's used whenever one of the other more specific in suffixes isn't appropriate. So ukt is the sort of default in, but then we have three specific ins. They are zu for in a container, ahs or ks for in a vessel, and sit for in liquid. We have a question about the little circle in ish. That means softening. So the suffix ish for indoors is a softening suffix. This is another kind of mutation. We talk a lot about hardening. Neutronoff has lots of hardening suffixes. Hardening is a kind of mutation. Mutation means when a sound changes from one sound into another. Hardening is the most common mutation in Neutronoff, but there is another mutation pattern called softening, which is much less common. In fact, I believe there are only three suffixes in the language that are softening. One of them is ish for indoors, and the other one is is for on a beach. And the third one is the complete ending achik, which we get in words like klush, klujachik, klush, good, klujachik, become good. So softening also changes sounds, but in a slightly different way from hardening. And we'll see some examples of that. The big L in sit, the suffix for in liquid, means that it lengthens its stem. So we know a few suffixes that lengthen their stem. Panach is one of them. Yats panach, tleh panach, u quink panach. Sit is another ending that lengthens its stem. So in liquid is he sit, long short. He sit. Black coffee, tu ksit. Spicy or strong coffee, saach ksit. And so on. That's what the L means. The usual word for putting wood in the fire is hita'up. Hita'up. So look up at the suffix for on the rocks. Its basic form is a'a, but it has the complete causative form up. From that we get hita'up, which means to put something on the rocks. And we all, that can literally mean lay something on a rock, but it's also used for putting something in a fire. Putting wood in the fire or anything in the fire. Ti'up is also a word, but that means to drop it in the fire. So it's a little different from hita'up. Yes, that's right. Those two words, hita'up and ti'up, have the same suffix but different roots. On each line, on each suffix line, I usually give at least three forms. The continuous form, for example, ish, indoors. The complete form, for example, pick. And the complete causative, pitup. The second two are usually pretty easy to recognize because the complete endings almost always end in bar lambda. And the complete causative endings almost always end in p. Continuous forms are less easy to recognize as continuous. So you just have to memorize most of those forms. I hope that you will have a new and better understanding of these 10 suffixes, 30 suffixes if you count the three forms of each one, that will give you a richer understanding of a lot of words you already know, as well as words that you still have to learn. So next I'd like to go through a bunch of important words. This is exercise one. We're going to go through every single word and I'll ask people to explain them. So our first line of examples is kupish, kuinapish, kuitchapish. Can someone explain some or all three of these words? Identify the locative suffix that you see in it and say what the words mean if you can. Tess just explained the first line to us. Kupish is hung up indoors. Kuinapish or kuitchapish is stuck up indoors, such as on a wall. Okay, next line. We have inquish, inquas, inquis, inquas, inktu. Who can explain this series of five words? So, Tim just explained that line to us. Fire indoors, fire outdoors, fire on the beach, lantern, and lamp. Next, we have tikwish, te'as, tikwis, tikwas. Who can explain these words? Two, very good. Sitting indoors, outdoors, on a beach, on a platform. Next, Clakish Tapish. Clakish Tapish. Very good. Clakish and Tapish both mean standing indoors, and they're favored in different dialects. Before we go further, there was something else I wanted to point out about the words for sitting. What would be the complete form of Tikwish? Tikwish is continuous, sitting indoors. What's its complete form? That's what it ought to mean. Tikpich ought to mean sit down indoors, but it actually has a special meaning. How do we actually use the word Tikpich? Yes. Yeah, can anyone explain that? Why would Tikpich mean get out of bed instead of sit down indoors? Right, yeah, Tikpich doesn't only mean sit down indoors, it also means sit up indoors. Back in the day, people slept on the floor, and when they got up, they would sit up from the floor. And that's why Tikpich has that special use. Our next line is Nis, Nisip, Chamas, Chapmuk, Chapmukstup. We just identified some food serving words. Nis and Nisip refer to a pot on a stove. Chapmuk, Chapmukstup refer to a food pot in the oven. And Chamas refers to food served on a table. Now, I would like to wrap up talking about this list in just a couple of minutes, so we will not have time to lavish this much attention on every single word, but I'll just draw your attention to a few important points in this list. Some of the next words are about temperature. There are three lines of words that have temperature roots. Tlpas, masas, tlpmish, masmish. So these words have in common that they all refer to temperature, hot or cold, but they refer to temperature in different locations. Can anyone explain the difference? When talking about temperature, this is one of many cases where you have to stop for a second and think which is the right word to use here, because Nechanov has more words for these than English does. Nechanov is very specific about the location of the temperature that we're talking about. If we're talking about hot and cold weather, the words are tlpa masa. If we're talking about the temperature in a house, the words are tlpmih or masmih. And if we're talking about a hot or cold drink, the words are tlpmahs and masahs. I will mention just one more line. Two lines. The two lines starting with kohsa. Do you see that? The first line says kohsa, mushsa, Kohex, Mushex. Then the next line says Kutwas, Kutwitap, Mushas, Mushitap, Matas, Matita. These are very common, very important words that are worth talking about. Can anyone explain some or all of them? So we just reviewed some important words for open and closed. We have words that are specific to doors. So Kutwas, Mushas are specific to doors. Literally, that's saying open outside, closed outside. And that's how we talk about doors, even if they're inside. Mushiks, kuheks refers to open and closed vessels, such as boxes and jars. And there is also a generic open and closed. Kohsap means open it, and mushsap means close it when there isn't a more specific word available.